This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Switz and it's Morning Devotions. When my wife and I were on holidays one time in beautiful Daylesford in Victoria, we walked to a small shop that sold antiques. It was quite an old place, a little bit run down, not very well set out, but near the door was this sign. Intrigued me. It said, "Warning, chaos inside." And as I looked at it, I knew just what the owner was trying to say. If you step inside, don't expect order and neatness. It's just the opposite. But come inside and enjoy the chaos. Well, it was a chaotic place, but it made me think about lives, about living. People I've known who have endured and had plenty of chaos and disorder. Now, this is a huge subject, the business of chaos. And I really can't do it justice in 4.5 minutes today, but I'll talk about it again tomorrow. It's about burnout, relationship problems, this inner conflict that people have, the outer chaos of their life where everything seems to go wrong. And maybe you know exactly what I mean and you've experienced these things. We don't like talking about them to others. We think we might be rejected. It was like a woman who said, "I feel like I'm losing my mind with my work. I have a destructive 2-year marriage. I've got money problems, people, family. I feel like I'm going to explode." So, is that something that you've felt? I'm grateful to Gordon Moyes for some thoughts on this. Professor Charles Birch, who was Professor of Biological Sciences at Sydney University and one of the world's leading environmentalists, he said this. He's talking about chaos. He said, "There is chaos on 4 levels today. There's the inner chaos revealed by people's inability to live with themselves, social chaos, and that's the inability to live with his neighbour. There's environmental chaos where man is eliminating his natural surroundings for concrete jungles. And then he said there's the metaphysical chaos where man feels he's got no relationship with the universe around him. Man today, says the professor, has no one atment, meaning no one with him, his neighbour, his environment, or his God. Man is alienated, disintegrated, and diseased." Strong words from Professor Birch, but you know, I think he's right. When chaos happens, however you define it, there's a tendency, I think, to panic and we might lose control. We don't know what to do about this storm that's happening, not only inside us, but all around us. Everyone's always working on improving themselves and there's always some new goal. I mean, there's things happening. I mean, places to go, people to see. But underneath it all, there is something that we can never gain by what we're trying to accomplish, this business of relationships. Is there anyone that I can actually connect with? Is there a soul friend? Can I make a real, deep and meaningful connection? Friendships where we can be known without fear. So although we've got innovation galore, we can often feel disconnected. Now, I'm sure we need to stop and think about this word chaos, because we often live on the surface. We go through the motions. And there are times when we feel like our life is spinning out of control. Maybe our life's like a jar of river water that's all shaken up. What we need is stillness and silence so the sediment of that jar of water can settle and the water becomes clear. Am I really worth anything if I'm not constantly out there proving myself? And you might know people, as I do, who've always got to prove something, prove themselves. Why is it so hard for me to slow down? What am I really afraid of? Now, I think these are hard, they're tough, but they're real questions. It's painful to stay with them, but, you know, we can get distracted by work or do whatever we have to do. But they can, and they do have the potential of destroying our inner peace. I think we're going to just take this a little bit further tomorrow, and I want to say again tomorrow that God is in control and that God has a plan to deal with the chaos. Heavenly Father, why do we think that pleasure and entertainment is all that matters? How disappointing it is that these things are when we compare them with you. We cannot fill our soul with real pleasures. They just don't satisfy. So we turn to you instead, dear Lord, as we do today, and ask that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit. Amen.